The Richmond and Wandsworth Safeguarding Adults Board, Safeguarding Adults Review of Jasmine. Jasmine was a 20-year-old black British woman who had been known to children's social care since 2013 due to safeguarding concerns arising from poorly managed diabetes and emerging mental health issues. Jasmine found it difficult to maintain positive relationships in her personal life and would often refuse help from professionals. Her history shows patterns of seeking help in managing her chronic health and conditions, but not attending follow-up appointments or complying with her medical regime. She was found dead in her supported accommodation in September 2019, and although a coroner's inquiry has not been held, it is believed that this was a consequence of complications related to her diabetes. So, what did the review find? Well, transition planning can be inconsistent and delayed, in particular where young people's cases are held outside the specialist disability service in children's social care. And issues of neglect of health needs and refusal to engage with services are poorly understood by practitioners within the context of self-neglect, and consequently opportunities to mitigate risks to the individual are missed. The understanding of care act duties and mental capacity is not embedded in children's social care. This impacts on practitioners' ability to respond to the needs of young people transitioning from children's social care into adulthood. And individuals with complex needs, particularly with comorbidity with mental health or personality disorders, receive insufficient support to navigate their treatment pathway. The limited discussion between health disciplines results in an incomplete analysis of their health needs and a lack of holistic planning. So, what are the lessons that we can learn from this review? Well, it's essential that social workers are provided with tools and resources to support them to provide close oversight of the care plan and services that young people transitioning to adult social care require. Consistent, nuanced, direct work is required to secure the trust and engagement of these young people. And given the multiplicity of agencies and transfers during the transitions phase, it's vital that professionals collaborate as a team around the person and that there is a clear assigned professional who coordinates this. Practitioners must make note that the Care Act 2014 imposes an obligation on the council to complete a needs assessment if there is a concern that the adult might be at risk of abuse or neglect, including self-neglect. And self-neglect is a form of adult safeguarding, and practitioners should note that this includes medical neglect as well as poor compliance with medication regimes. And when considering mental capacity in cases of self-neglect, practitioners often respond to the challenges of engagement by leaving unexplored a person's reluctance to engage and refer to this as a lifestyle choice. This leaves people at risk and at risk of not being provided with a multi-agency supportive response. And people with complex needs and inconsistent engagement with services or attendance at appointments are discharged from services without sufficient consideration of the reasons for their reluctance to engage or attempts to make reasonable adjustments based on protective characteristics such as age and disability. And finally, people with coexisting physical and mental health issues can be effectively supported with better outcomes if there is an effective multidisciplinary team around the person. So thank you for listening to the Safeguarding Adults Review of Jasmine.